Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into the 9 o'clock hour, we breeze on a breezy Wednesday morning. Becky Mowbray joins us now, President and CEO of BGR, the Bureau of Governmental Research. Good morning, Becky. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm enjoying this fall weather.
Oh, me too, huh? You know what I'm going to do, Becky? Don't tell anybody, but I'm going to get in a truck as soon as I get off and just drive to Las Vegas.
I love it.
I don't think the boss is going to love it, but you want to come? Both of us driving, we'll get there quicker.
Sounds like fun.
It's tempting, isn't it? I'm telling you, it really is. Let's talk about the BGR. Tell us what the Bureau of Governmental Research is for people that don't know.
We are a nonprofit that works for to improve local government, help voters make informed decisions, and we try to make sure that public funds are used responsibly and effectively.
Let's talk about the issue with just, I don't want you to talk about the specific issue, but just the mechanism involved with, because I know you guys have looked into this and know of it. But what exactly, for people that don't understand, is the city asking the State Bond Commission to do? And if the State Bond Commission does it, who is on the hook for what? Who's borrowing money from whom? Can you take us through that process just so people understand? Leaving the politics out of it?
Sure, I can a little bit. I think we're mostly going to talk about the bond proposal.
We are, but
today,
I just wanted to pick your brain about that while we're at it, because it is on everybody's mind, and I don't know that everybody understands exactly what's going on, and I thought you would.
Absolutely. So the city suddenly finds itself in a precarious financial position. The legislative auditor has determined that it has a $160 million budget hole, and it was revealed last week that they might not even be able to make payroll. Mm-hmm. So the city is looking for a short-term loan. City officials are even calling it a payday loan, that's kind of what it's like.
Yep.
And that needs to be approved by the State Bond Commission in order for them to do that. So they would be issuing some debt that they would hope to figure out a way to repay pretty soon. But basically, it would just keep local government functioning and allow the city to continue paying workers.
And procedurally, this goes through the bond commission because the state guarantees it?
I think so.
I didn't mean to catch you on this.
Your research team members with me, like, they'd be able to go.
Yeah, I didn't mean to catch you flat-footed on this. You didn't come on to talk about that. I just thought I'd pick your brain. So when it comes
it is a major issue, though, and you're right. It's on everybody's mind.
So when it comes to capital bonds that people are going to vote on November 15th, does this go before the bond commission after voters approve it or not?
No, I guess when they're actually doing the mechanics of issuing the bonds, there is probably a step in there that would involve the state. But for now, what happens is that you've got to first get voter permission, you know, in order to issue these bonds.
Gotcha. That's what I thought the difference was. Tell me what New Orleans voters are going to be looking at on November 15th.
Okay. So the city has three bond proposals that they are asking voters to weigh in on. They would issue a total of $510 million in bonds. It's actually, there are three different things that voters will need to vote on. One is a proposal for bonds that would fund city infrastructure, such as streets, buildings, parks, and equipment, public buildings, things like that. That one is worth $415 million. Then there's a second proposal to fund drainage and stormwater management projects. That one's $50 million. And then there is a third one to fund affordable housing facilities, and that one is worth $45 million.
So what does this mean to the taxpayer if they vote for this? Not just not what the bonds are going to do. I mean, what it means to them in terms of revenue or taxes they have to pay or millage or whatever. How do these bonds get paid back?
Great question. If voters vote for the bond proposals, they are implicitly saying, I agree to pay for a tax that will repay the bonds. Now, there is already a debt tax on the books in Orleans, and so this would not be a new tax, and it would be continuing at the same level that it's at right now. So there wouldn't be a change in what people are paying, but they would, you know, this money isn't free, that they would have to pay for it.
So they pay for this in property taxes or with millages?
Yes,
or how?
Yes, I'm sorry, I should have said that.
That's okay.
It's a millage. It is a debt service millage that is 14.5 mils, and it would be about, for the East Bank of Orleans Parish, it would be about 11% of what you pay in property taxes for different subjects.
So it would not, they would not pay anything, people would not pay anything extra?
They would not pay anything. No, they would not pay anything more, because there's this debt tax that they have had has been declining. So they basically would just shift over, you know, what they've got, like what's on the books right now, would start paying off these bonds.
So we've heard so much about budget, and they're planning on they're having the budget hearings now. They have to have it approved by December 1st. When would these bonds be sold, and at what point would the infusion of cash go into the city so that they could spend it, and how does that fit into the budget hearings now? I'm trying to understand all of this.
Yes. So the budget hearings are more about the coming up with, I mean, two things, trying to figure, you know, fill this budget hole that they've got, and figure out how to keep the lights on and keep things going. But they're also, you know, the official budget season is that they're supposed to be planning for next year's operating budget. And this would be the money from these bonds would be money for capital expenditures. And, you know, it's a major source of funding for that. The city gets, it also gets money from the state and the federal government to pay for capital projects, but bonds are a really major source, you know, of that money. And many people in the administration and the future, you know, mayoral administration and things feel very strongly that it's really important to have these for voters to consider these bonds so that there are funds available for future leadership to be addressing the needs of the city. I mean, people complain about the streets, you know, drainage is a problem, things like that. At BGR, so there are, you know, again, three different proposals. We came out in favor of the infrastructure proposal and in favor of the drainage and stormwater management proposal. We came out against the affordable housing proposal.
So if the voters do not approve this, the money that is already being collected toward debt retirement, I don't want to hurt myself if I'm using the wrong phrase here, what happens then?
Well, I think what it would do is really just, if voters don't approve these, it would just delay new work on, it would delay or scuttle new work on infrastructure and drainage. If voters reject these proposals, then it probably wouldn't be until 2027 that the city could come back to voters with these bond proposals. And so that would be a big delay in starting projects at a time when many citizens feel like they really want better services from the city, and they want things like infrastructure and drainage to function better. And so, you know, the current mayoral administration and council, you know, came out with these proposals because they want to be able to keep the work going and not have any interruption in the flow of things.
This, the genesis of this was the council. Yes.
So just as, yeah, the way, in order for something to get put on the ballot to go before voters, the council has to, propose this measure. They pass an ordinance directing this to go before voters. And then, of course, you know, it goes to the mayor for a signature. So it's kind of coming from both of them. And then it officially gets put on the ballot for voters to consider.
I know it's in the weeds, but a lot of people don't understand how city government works. And then before you know it, they're saying, well, this isn't happening. That's not happening. I'm paying this. Why not that? And I'm just trying to help them understand now before November 15th, because now's the time to think about all of this and discuss all of this, not when you walk into the polling place on November 15th, certainly.
Yes.
We'll take a break, pick it up,
yes,
when we come back. We get with Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR. We'd be having a better time if we were heading to Vegas, I'll tell you that right now. 9:20, more when we return. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Talking to Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR, about this bond issues, I guess, that are on November 15th ballot. Becky, somebody texted in about detail on these things. For example, $415 million on city infrastructure. That's a lot of money. And how much detail is involved in this bond approval process, or is it just you got to go through the process and approve the bonds, then you trust the city council and the different departments at the budget hearings to spend the money as it's most needed? Tell me about that.
Great question from one of your listeners. So, yes, one of the things that BGR looks for when we examine these things is things like transparency and accountability. And in this case, the city has actually made some improvements since its last bond issue in 2019. And for the infrastructure and the drainage and stormwater management bond proposals, they're actually project lists for each one.
Okay.
We do recommend that the city go further and actually combine that with the dollar amounts for each project. That's available separately, but you have to, you know, it's harder to find that. We suggest that the city put it on.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All together and create some public dashboards so that voters can actually go to NOLA.gov and see, you know, more detail on these things, like as when the bonds are actually issued and they actually start betting on projects so that people know where it goes. The other thing, even though, you know, we did feel strongly that that this is an important thing to for the city to move forward with, to keep, you know, infrastructure and drainage programs going, and to, you know, do updates that are needed on buildings and facilities and equipment and things like that. We do note in here that, you know, the city has a longstanding problem that it doesn't spend enough money to properly maintain, you know, streets, drainage infrastructure, buildings, other things on an ongoing basis. And so we are also calling upon the city, if they issue these bonds, to start working toward properly maintaining the assets that they manage on our behalf. Because if you don't do that, you're not going to get as much out of this investment. You know, voters, like the bond, if they issue these bonds, if voters approve them, you know, we'll be paying them off for the next 30 years. And we won't get 30 years out of use of the things that they're proposing if they don't actually start doing a better job of maintaining them.
And along those lines, when it comes to the affordable housing bond proposition, I call them bond issues, but it's bond proposition because the issue would happen after the proposition is approved. But the reason for that is that when you look at the interest that would be paid on a 30-year bond, it's not really a capital investment. Or explain that to me, why you guys came out against it.
Our concern on this one. So I'll start with the positives. The city has done a lot of work about housing affordability, and which is a major issue facing the city. And so the Housing Trust Fund has a really nice, transparent, and accountable framework that would be used to deploy these funds. There's an advisory council, that a committee that would create opportunities for public input. The folks who will be administering this, they have a lot of expertise in, you know, working on housing developments, and it's an opportunity to leverage outside public and private funding to invest in housing. So there's, you know, there are plenty of good things in here. The reason why we recommend a no position on this and why we didn't like it is, so last year, voters created this Housing Trust Fund, which says that the equivalent of 2% of the city's general fund budget has to be spent on housing each year. Next year, that is estimated to be about $14.5 million. And what they want to do is finance this $14.5 million, which is, it's not like a one-time capital investment to do something. It's a recurring expense that now that it's in the city charter, they're going to have to pay for this year in and year out. And if you finance that with the bonds, it's a really expensive way to go for an ongoing cost. That the cost of next year's $14.5 million appropriation would, over the 30 years of the bonds, actually cost $24.1 million. And it's just not a good way to go to be paying for recurring expenses with bond money. It also is an incomplete solution, that some of the things in the housing trust fund are shorter term projects or non-capital costs, or there's some operating costs that would be covered by that $14.5 million. And you can't actually use bond money to cover all of it, because by definition, bond money can only go to things that are going to be around for more than 10 years. And so it's an incomplete solution. We came out against this. We think that, you know, the city last year, when they proposed this, they said they'd be able to pay for it. They weren't, weren't worried about this. And if this is a new obligation for the city that's going to be an ongoing cost, they need to figure out how to pay for it out of recurring revenues.
I would suggest everybody go to bgr.org and take the time and read it in detail. It's 31 pages. There's an executive summary that's available that'll help you if you don't want to read through all of that. But if you care about city government and you want to know what it is you're voting on, go and read that, please. I would advise everybody to do that. You guys put a lot of work into this, Becky, did you not?
We did. And we do it all to help voters make an informed choice. And as you say, there are summaries. You don't have to read the whole 31-page report to learn a bunch of things and be able to, find out a lot more about the proposed bond issue.
But even if you read the 31, for example, the proposition is a paragraph, and if you can make a decision based on that paragraph, well, you got 31 pages that you can read that goes into detail, from which you can still have some questions in your mind about yes or no. So educate yourself. That's all I'm saying. Go to bgr.org and you'll find it there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Becky.
It is right there on our homepage.
Appreciate your time and your effort. Maybe we'll talk to you again before November 15th. Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR. We'll talk to my boy Troy Duhon when we come back about SNAP and Giving Hope NOLA and more. 937, 23 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.